question is whether we can prevent them from doing what they did to us last year or not. That's really what I think the whole dilemma that I see is, even though I think your bill has got the best chance, it's still, we want to get a majority for it.
Well,
right,
not only as a supporter of yours for a long, long time, but also as a supporter of education, I'm anxious to get as much of your program through
right.
as I can. The decision was not made by me on the higher education bill, but rather by the chairman of the full public committee chairman group.
Yeah.
Now,
what do you see as the time schedule on these education bills?
Well, we did report out the higher education bill yesterday afternoon, and
yeah.
It was my understanding that this was the wish at the White House and at the department and the leadership here in the House.
It's now in the full committee.
It would be before the full committee if they wish to take it up
yeah.
next Thursday.
I see.
But
I
this
see.
Would be a decision for them.
I see.
I think because we have strong bipartisan support and because of the very large majority that we secured one time, I think it could be passed. And I don't think we have the political pressures on Lister Hill at this point that we did have before.
Well, what is your judgment as to how we, considering what happened last time when the NEA got the Baptist groups and all the others, how do we prevent that repetition?
Well, I wrote the NEA a three-page letter the other day, mainly to put them on the spot in regard to their stand on the religious issue,
yeah.
and received a very unresponsive letter, and then had a visit by their head of Lumley of their congressional liaison office. And as far as the Baptists are concerned, I've accepted three or four speaking engagements at church groups specifically on the theory that I might be able to help on this religious issue. I'm going out there to Detroit next weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe this is decreased.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. This would be my judgment that there won't be the pressure that there was. If we could keep the rest of the bills in an omnibus package, then again, I think that your program with
yeah.
the support of the Congress and certainly would reflect very favorably on the administration.
Oh, well, I think that this is the best chance we have, this bill. The only problem, as I've said, is really how to prevent to keep the NEA so that at least they can't charge that their point of view was not given a reasonable consideration.
They are being invited up Wednesday to testify on NDEA.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyhow, I don't want to take more of your time.
No, I think if we could ever get this thing through, it would be probably one of the two most important measures we can get through, so I'm awfully anxious to see us do it.
Well, I just want to assure you that the language in the New York Times is erroneous.
Thank you very much, though. I appreciate
you, Mr.
that.
President.
Thank you.
Including some of our close allies like the Greeks. The Greeks went along with us last time, but they say they just can't do it again.
Yeah.
I would recommend that that as far as you're concerned, the White House is concerned, you let the State Department simply take this one. We will not change our own view, but we won't force a vote of the sort that would give us a big defeat. And then if it comes up later, you can say, if you question the press conference, that that the State Department was faced with this situation, made a judgment as to how best to handle it.
How will we indicate our opposition?
Well, this would be made perhaps in the course of comments in the general committee.
It won't be a roll call, you mean? There'll just be a...
It probably won't come to a roll call vote. We could speak in the credentials committee.
I see.
But...
I think we probably ought to be on the record against it. And then you say if we ask for a vote, we'll be beaten.
There's no question we'll be beaten this year.
Yeah.
This time. And this is chiefly because there have been enough changes in Hungary
yeah.
so that the...
Well, I'd like to be able to, just for our own protection, to indicate our opposition.
Right, right. Well, we will find a way to record
and
that.
And maybe it's... Link White can say it at the right time or some way up there.
Right.
Okay.
Thank
bye.
You.
John?
Yeah.
You know, Phil Ark's been having some difficulty with the State Department. Evidently, it hasn't worked out correctly well. Keep resisting on that. You should have somebody in North Carolina. But I think that they relate. Rusk has been running right down in Georgia. He hasn't gotten along particularly well, so I don't think he's had a great deal of support there. And there's accomplishing perhaps as much as we hope that he would. So, Rusk doesn't do the administration to do, give somebody directly to him in the final and get the job done, follow him, and do it. Doesn't do that at all. George falls off where he is. So anybody who wants to take from it, like the decision one person makes, it goes to somebody else, gets reversed, and that undermines people, and then they could get the hierarchy doesn't have confidence in anybody else. So I think it's the system and the fact that Russ distrusted the interest in the field. But in any case, it hasn't worked particularly. So, Lee Levenger in the antitrust division, and we talked about putting him over in the FCC as a member, and then maybe bringing Bill Orrick back and making him head of the antitrust division.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Fine. There's a vacancy, is there?
In the FCC.
You mean when our friend Newt leaves?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. I don't know exactly. Do you know when Newt Minow's going to leave? In other words, you're ready to go anytime. I'll have Kenny find out when Newt's going to leave.
All right.
Okay.
Now, wait, hello.
Then we'll go ahead with Henry as the chairman.
Yeah.
Right.
And one other thing. I've had some conversations the last couple of weeks with a fellow by the name of Mundelein, who's from Mozambique.
Yeah.
And he's the fellow that's leading the efforts to make Mozambique independent. He's a terrifically impressive fellow. Mm. And
that's Portuguese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of his people have gotten, he's the head of it, but some of his people have gotten some aid and assistance from Czechoslovakia and Poland. He needs help from the United States for two reasons. Number one, so that he can indicate to them that that there are people in the West, at least, that are sympathetic to his efforts. And number two, just to keep him going. The figure that he's mentioned that he'll need for a year is quite reasonable. First, he needs $50,000 for his own operation. And then he needs $50,000 for to help with the refugee. I think that it's a possibility that they can get the second $50,000 from the Ford Foundation. At least they're working on that. Carl Kazin is. But he'd need at least $50,000 from us. Now, Dean Rusk has felt that that he wants to be able to sit down with the Portuguese and say none of these people are getting any money. If he turned this over to somebody like Abel Harriman or John McCone just to use their own judgment, then he wouldn't have to get involved in it or know anything about it. I think it would be damn helpful. Now, we've had discussions on these things for the last week, and Carl Kazin can fill you in on it. But this fellow's going back Wednesday, Mundelein, and he's going to meet with the heads of all these African nations at this meeting, I guess, next week.
But we wouldn't want him to be saying he got anything from
it. No, but you wouldn't have that, you see. You'd have it through some private foundation.
Yeah.
They could have cutouts on it, and then John McCone can handle it, so it wouldn't come from the agency.
Well, now, what does it depend on? You think we ought to give it?
Yes.
Okay, well, then what do we do to give
it? Well, if you talk to Carl Kazin about how it should be handled, because it should be handled so that Dean Rusk is happy, Abel Harriman feels very strongly it should be given.
Okay.
But I think if it could be handled so that maybe you could explain to Dean Rusk, he doesn't have to know about it directly.
Should we tell Dean Rusk?
Well, Carl Kazin's got all the facts on it, and he'll have a suggestion as to how it should be handled.
Now, do you know what time those troops got there, according to my information?
Isn't that terrible?
11:19?
Yeah, and not all of them.
Not all of them?
Well, he told me Nick said that five planes were still in the air at 11:30.
Well, when I called them at 1, they said the first units got there 11:19. But I got notes here, which says it was going to get there at 7:30.
Yeah, that's terrible. And the fellow, and then saying that they were in the air at the time I talked to them. I don't know how you could screw it up like that.
Well, I thought I'd write a memorandum to McNamara about it and ask what time and everything and then say, did they get in when they said they were going to, et cetera?
Because if they have it happen this time, it was last time.
Okay. I'm going to write a memo on it. Okay.